Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery. I'm Anne. I've been reading in the New Testament a lot. I study it every day, and I came across a parable that I want to share with you. It's called the Parable of the Unjust Judge. It's in Luke 18. I want to see if this sounds familiar to you. In Luke 18:2, Jesus says, "There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man." Verse 3. "And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. I see wives of pornography users and sex addicts as widows." We're spiritual widows. We've been abandoned and harmed. And the person who has made us a widow is our husband. And so when she says, "Avenge me of my adversary," I interpret that to mean, hold my husband accountable so that I don't have to be a widow anymore, so that he can make profound, deep, and lasting changes. And it's interesting what this unjust judge does. At first, he doesn't do anything, in verse 4, "and he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." She doesn't do anything, but the widow keeps coming back. Please help me. Please help me. Please hold my husband accountable. Yeah, a just judge thinks, well, she's just going to keep bugging me, so I better tell her something. In verse 6, "And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith." Note here that Christ does not say, "See what the unjust judge doeth." So he's saying he's just going to tell her something to placate her. This is what he says to placate her. "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" So I'll paraphrase there. Will not God avenge you? Will not he hold your husband accountable? Pray all day and all night and keep working on it, and God will avenge you. When he comes again, will he find that you have faith? Faith enough to believe in him? Now, several times in this parable, Christ calls this judge unjust. So we know this is not a good example. We know this is a bad example. We know Christ is trying to show us what not to do. And here's a judge who does not hold the perpetrator of this crime accountable in any way. He says, pray. God will take care of it. Watch for God to come again. And that's it. And the widow is still in severe pain and is still having many problems due to this crime that's been perpetrated against her. Jesus is aiming this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. So he is telling this parable to those who think they are righteous and despised others. When I read this, I thought, wow, this explains a lot. Many people who are aware of the circumstances, instead of actually doing something to hold this person accountable, are saying, pray, God will help you. Acts 7 sheds a little bit of light on this too. Here's someone who does what they're supposed to do. In Acts 7, verse 24, it says, "And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed." And in verse 25, "For he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not." People in this life right now are God's hands. In the case of the unjust judge, he was the person who was supposed to actually decree a judgment and hold the person accountable. But he refused and then just placated the woman with words that sounded righteous, but didn't change her situation at all. So in light of this, I have a survey. It's floating around on our Facebook page. If you search for Betrayal Trauma Recovery on Facebook, I have posted it there with a link to the survey. I would like to know how people who could have helped you, what their response was. Did they take action? Did they placate you with words? I have some great news. We've now surpassed 6,200 followers. So if you feel like you're alone, you are not alone. There are 6,200 of you right now listening to this podcast. I'm grateful that you're listening. I'm so thankful for your strength. I believe that God would like us to build up a healthy army of women to stop pornography, stop it from harming our homes, stop it from harming our children, that we together can make the difference by holding boundaries. And since judges, literal judges, church leaders, other people that are in a position to hold our husband accountable, and they are not doing that, it falls upon us to set boundaries, to help us be safe, so that we can observe whether or not our husband is going to choose to do the right thing. In my case, succession of bad choices, one after another, after another, after another, to the point where he decided to file for divorce. In your case, it might happen differently, and I hope that it does. I want to know your experience with quote-unquote judges. What was their reaction, and did it help avenge you of your adversary? Was your husband able to make lasting and profound changes from his interactions with these judges?
So go to Betrayal Trauma Recovery on Facebook to find that survey. We have a few spots left for our beauty event on April 25th. At noon, we're going to have a lunch and have makeup and braiding and all that. It is in Centerville, Utah. So if you're interested, please email me at anne@btr.org. We would love to have you. I am going, so you can meet me there if you're there. If you're interested in starting a self-care project where you live, please let me know and I can announce it here on Betrayal Trauma Recovery. Love you guys. Stay safe out there.